Time to go over there to Europe and see and speak to Jacqueline Magne. Morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, guys. It was just interesting listening to you talk about the pay dispute with the cricket because I haven't been able to make head nor tail of it from over here. And I kind of get the impression that you guys can't make head nor tail of it from over there.
Yeah, well, neither side are releasing that many details. This is the problem, Jacqueline. Yeah. I think the cricketers want more details released by Cricket Australia. I don't think Cricket Australia have thrown the books open to them. And the public, I think, are being swayed the way of the governing body, you know, because, you know, the cricketers are perceived to be very, very well paid already.
Well, I watched one of the well-paid players in the world yesterday at Royal Birkdale, let me tell you, he was worth every single cent. It was Jordan Spieth. That was the most incredible hour and a half of sporting action that I've ever witnessed.
Wow.
It was just the most exhilarating event. To see him struggle, the front nine, you know, bogey, bogey, bogey. It looked like he was going to drop his bundle. It had echoes of the Masters last year, you know, he quadruple bogeyed then.
It just certainly did.
Like he was just, it was just incredible. And the scenes on the 13th, when he had the smarts, when he hit the ball way to the right, hit a spectator, it bounced down the sand dune, it was buried, you know, the bottom of this mountain of sand. For him to have the smarts to say, okay, I'm just going to make it it's unplayable, I'll take it back to the satellite trucks and the sponsors' vans, that's in line with the hole, and then I can drop it there and then take a lie to the side, which is where this beautifully pristine practice green was. He knew exactly what he was doing, and all the officials were like, oh, can you do this? Is this allowed? It was really interesting to see, and then he was on fire. Nothing was going to stop Jordan Spieth from that moment, and he nearly eagled the next hole. It didn't go in was quite extraordinary. And then, of course, he eagled the 16th, birdie. You know, I think it was picked up five strokes in four holes. One of the most extraordinary finishes of a golf I've ever seen. And I hope people can see it from, you know, in time, you know, rather than just see clips. Yeah.
We're watching a bit of the footage now on the Sky Channel, and he took a 3-iron out. He had 20 rules officials around as well, if I read the reports correctly yesterday. So
it wasn't
just him saying, "Oh, I think I'll do this." And you know, if you're watching 5-2-6 at the moment, you can see it all happening. But it was just
a moment of
clarity, wasn't it?
It was, and although he wanted to use the 3-wood. And it was his caddy who said, no, it's not that far. It's only 230 yards, not 270. So they had an interesting exchange between the two of them as to what club he should select. And Jordan Spieth later on says, you know, my caddy was absolutely right. He said, normally I'm right, but my caddy was right. But Jordan Spieth had the smarts to take the advice of his caddy. And, you know, he nailed it. He only lost one shot on that hole where he could have lost 4-5, you know.
He could have lost the British Open. That's what he could have lost. Yeah. It was quite extraordinary, wasn't it? And he got up and down. Don't underestimate that too. Over the pot bunker on 13 and then nailed the putt as well. And we're lucky enough, Jacqueline, because in November he's coming down for the Emirates Australian Open for a third time. I made sure I went out and saw him the first time because I thought, it's the only chance I'm going to get to see this bloke. But it's so good for Aussie golfing fans that he's coming down for a third time.
It's absolutely brilliant. And what's even more fantastic is that he loves it so much. Mm. And he is being spruiking the Australian Open amongst fellow golfers about how fabulous it is. And he loves it. He loves the weather. He likes the relaxed atmosphere of Australians. He likes playing on the links courses. Yeah. And, of course, he has an Australian coach with Cameron McCormick. So, you know, he is very much in. He's got Australian accents at him all the time. So he loves it. He's going to come back down, and he's really looking forward to it. He said that playing in the playoff last year in the Australian Open, it enabled him. He was remembering that during his Open just yesterday. He was saying being able to fight to win, he drew on that experience when he was at Royal Birkdale as well. So he Yeah, so that was interesting that he, you know, he says it's all just experience that he's drawing in. He's only 23. He turns 24 on Thursday. It's incredible what he's achieved so far.
It certainly is. Now, the World Swimming Championships are also going on. Emma McEwen, she got silver, as did Mac Horton.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Emma McEwen, I mean, she was in the relay first day. They got silver, and she won an individual in the 100-metre butterfly. Sarah Sundström, the Swedish superstar, who swam faster than Mark Spitz when she led off in the relay,
wow,
4x100-metre relay. The first female swimmer under 52 seconds for the 100 free. Yeah. So that's pretty incredible. So she was always going to be the one to beat. And Emma really fought hard and, you know, had a great touch on the wall to get second. So she's very ecstatic about that. Mac Horton, I mean, there's been this brilliant rivalry with Sun Yang. And I don't know if you remember in Rio where the Mac Horton was calling Sun Yang a drug cheat. And there's been a lot of bad blood between
yes.
the two. Well, Sun Yang turned the tables on Mac Horton. He won the 400-metre freestyle on the first day. And just a few hours ago, they had the 200 meter semis. The heats. And Mac Horton's first 200 meters heat freestyle he's contested in the international competition, and he didn't get through. He said it was a really bad, or not bad experience, but an unusual experience because he was getting the wash from the other competitors, and normally he's out in front and has never experienced this before. So. Something unusual for him, but Sun Yang did qualify to go through. It'll be in the 800-metre and 1500-metre events later in the week where we'll see the real rivalry between those two come through again.
We look forward to it, Jack. I'm glad you enjoyed that final round of the golf so much. We thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Jacqueline Magne from the Australian newspaper joining us with our European report.